The member for Farrer, Susan Lee, who is about to be put on the 60-second griller. But before we get to that, Susan, there's a lot of talk about it being a good thing that a seat becomes marginal, because then they pump in the dollars to try and woo us. Now, why isn't that a good idea?
Well, that's often talked about, but what you have to look at is what's been delivered by the government, what government you want. You should always vote for the government you want, not try to be strategic, or you might not get the government you want.
Right.
And we talk about local things, but what about the national economy? What about the interest rates? What about the cost of retirement if Labor's taking your franking credits and you're a retiree and you're about to lose money? All those things are national issues that matter to every location. But I will still defend my record on what's been delivered here in terms of dollars compared to any marginal seat in Australia. And, you know, it obviously started with the $500 million internal freeway. That's a long time ago. But if we hadn't had members of the government in both of these electorates, we wouldn't have got that road, I can assure you. Yeah. And from then on, you know, people are talking about phone towers. Well, there were 20 phone towers delivered before the 13 that are now being discussed, and there's another round coming. So I'm happy with that. Community events, $4 million for the Lavington Oval, 150 different community projects across my electorate, and so on. So, yes, it's talked about, particularly at election time, but let's look at what actually is delivered.
All right, time for the griller, Lou?
I think so.
All right, so this is how it works. You've got 60 seconds. You've just got to fire back answers as quickly as possible. Now, we can occasionally...
Not too much thinking.
Stop the griller, though, can't
we? Yeah, if we have to stop the griller, we can. If we need elaboration on any of the answers that
you can stop the griller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we can stop it. Yeah.
We've never had an actual politician stop the griller themselves.
No,
because
they'd stop it every time because they need to always elaborate.
That's true. All right, here we go then. Do you want to fire off the first question, Lou, as we start the griller now?
Susan Lee, what do you do when a Clive Palmer ad comes on the telly?
Turn around, look in another direction, and lock my ears.
Do you ever get bored and want to throw in the towel?
Never.
As a pilot yourself, would you like to fly a plane with John Travolta?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't mind where I was in the plane. I could be at the front, I could be down the back, I could be in the toilets.
Will we ever get a Prime Minister who can last a full term ever again, do you think?
Absolutely. We've changed the rules, so in government we can't tip out our Prime Minister.
Have you ever thought, Susan Lee, of changing how you spell your last name so that people say it right?
Yes, I have, but I just say over and over, Lee as in key.
Who would you rather be stuck in a lift with, Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull or Kevin Rudd?
A woman, please. Too many men in that lift.
All right, Julie, well, you're just going to... No, but who would you least rather be stuck in the lift with, Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull or Kevin Rudd?
Kevin Rudd, definitely, because he would talk long after the lift doors
were
open.
One more, Lou, quick.
Does the Liberal Party have a woman problem?
Oh.
No, definitely not. No,
that's what
we've got lots of women coming in at the next election. I've met many of them. They're amazing.
All right, there
fabulous.
You go. You've managed to navigate your way through.
Thank you.
The 60-second griller, I'm just seeing.
Very well, I thought.
No, we didn't. Now, just before you go, we have run out of time, but, of course, you were in the cabinet for quite some time. Are you pleased to make a return? Because, you know, there was a little bit of an issue, as there is with so many politicians, and you're now on the backbench. Are you going to head back into cabinet, do you feel?
Well, Scott Morrison has made me a junior minister and I'm the Assistant Minister for Regional Services. That's not a cabinet position, but it's fantastic because I get to develop regional policy and that matters to my electorate. What happens after the election is really a matter for that time, not now. I'm just happy to be part of the team with a leader like our current Prime Minister who is determined, committed and actually believes every single thing he says.
ScoMo, Lou.
Love it.
Are you voting for ScoMo?
You know I don't say anything about who I vote for.
No, I know. I was trying to
don't put me on the 60-second griller.
I was trying to get something out of you there, Lou.
Now,
we will be talking to other candidates, so we're going to keep it fair. It's election season, Lou,
yes,
so we like to talk to everybody. But, Susan Lee, thank you for kicking it off. And I get very excited around this time of year because I love election coverage and it's a fun time. Do you think about May is roughly when the election will be?
It'll be either May the 18th or May the 25th. That's a pretty open secret. So I'm going for May the 18th.
All right.
But remember, there's 3 weeks of pre-poll, so you can vote early, but not often, just early.
Yeah, early, and don't forget. Susan Lee, member for Farrer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
It's Lou and Matt, Triple M.